I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. A mostly sunny sky in store for us today. We'll see a high of 78. U.S. Senator Dick Durbin is putting his heart into attacking the Republican health care bill, literally. Durbin cites his own recent cardiac procedure to point out what he and other Democrats say are flaws in the legislation. Brian Mackey explains.
Last week, Durbin had an outpatient heart procedure in Chicago. He was dealing with an atrial flutter. Speaking with reporters Sunday outside his Springfield residence, Durbin says he feels recovered and is returning to Washington today. There, he plans to urge his Senate colleagues to reject the health care bill passed last week in the House.
I've now become one of the statistics I've talked about for a long time. I believe I'm now a pre-existing condition.
The Republican plan could allow insurance companies, in some states, in some circumstances, to charge more for pre-existing conditions. This has become a line of attack for Democrats across the country as they seek to protect Obamacare, or at least make Republicans pay a political price for trying to dismantle it. I'm Brian Mackey.
Illinois Senate President John Cullerton's plan to protect undocumented immigrants from what proponents consider federal harassment has won approval. The Democratic-controlled Senate voted on Thursday to approve the Trust Act. It prohibits local or state police from cooperating with federal authorities who are investigating immigrants but don't have a criminal warrant. SIU trustees will decide this week whether to approve borrowing between the Carbondale and Edwardsville campuses and appoint a new chancellor for SIUC. A special meeting has been called for Wednesday in Edwardsville. The agenda is short, just three items, which include the borrowing plan, which failed to get a vote last month in Carbondale, as well as approval of a new SIUC chancellor and a change to the contract of the SIU School of Medicine's dean. The borrowing proposal also includes language that could allow administrators to declare a financial emergency on the Carbondale campus. Details have not yet been released, as SIUC leaders are still working on a plan to cut $30 million from the budget. Illinois State Police say troopers issued more than 1,000 distracted driving citations during a week-long enforcement campaign. It was the inaugural awareness campaign for distracted driving and ran April 24th through April 28th. The troopers wrote more than 900 distracted driving warnings in addition and almost 6,500 citations for other vehicle code violations. State police used the campaign to teach drivers about distracted driving laws. Safety education officers across the state say they spent more than 150 hours educating the public. Drivers are prohibited from using cell phones while driving in a school or construction zone. Texting while driving is also against the law, and the first violation results in $120 in fines. We're going to see a mostly sunny sky today, a high near 78 degrees. I'm Jennifer Fuller.